Everyone knows stress is not good for our health, but getting older in itself can sometimes be stressful as we become more concerned about our health. This is Lisa Berry, and a University of Michigan researcher just completed some research showing stress decreased for a group of women who took part in the study. So joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is one of the researchers behind the study, Elizabeth Hedgman, a doctoral graduate of the U of M School of Public Health. Welcome.
Thank you, Lisa. It's great to be here.
Who exactly took part in the study, and what were you looking for?
Well, this was a study of the SWAN data, the study of women's health across the nation. It was a study of middle-aged women, so they were approximately 40 years old at inception, and they were taken from all across the nation. It was a good, diverse sample of women, you know, Black, white, Hispanic, Japanese, and Chinese women. And they were asked a series of questions and followed for many years. In fact, the study is still going on.
40 to what was the maximum age?
At baseline, at the very beginning, they were ages 40 to 50 approximately. I mean, it's not exact, but they were about 40 to 50 years old.
And that is considered midlife for the SWAN project study that you're still working on then?
Yes, well, I'm not still working on it, but the study is a huge study. There are multiple investigators involved, and the study does continue, yes.
So at what age do we stop feeling stress? She asked hopefully.
I would say no, that it's not ever. But I would say that, given the results that we saw, that women felt less stress as they aged. I don't know why that is, whether that was because life itself was becoming less stressful. I mean, maybe things were really improving at home and at work, et cetera. Or maybe it's just that we felt better able to handle stress. With every year of age, we reported a little less stress on average.
Is there an exact year you can hone in on, like the 40s or the 50s or 60s?
It was linear, and with each increasing year, there was a little bit less stress reported. And it was such a linear trend that we could see it.
But you didn't really know why. Just maybe we get older and wiser and the kids grow up and we have less to worry about. Did you delve into that at all?
No. So we didn't look at why this happened. It was just what might predict stress, what causes stress. And we looked at, you know, the basics in this particular case. How hard are the finances? You know, what's your education level? These things that might predict jobs and really financial distress. We looked at it by where you might live in the country and obviously by age and race at the time that you were reporting. But we also looked at it by menopausal status. You know, this is a prime time for going through menopause for most women. So we looked at what might predict stress, but we didn't actually look at why what we were seeing was happening.
And where did menopause come in with your findings? Before stress, after stress, part of stress?
Well, that's the really interesting thing. Menopause, at least in our study, was not a contributor to stress. I mean, even as women traverse through menopause, you know, pre, peri, post, they were still reporting less stress. We don't know what to make of that. Maybe the menopausal transition is not as stressful in comparison to perhaps maybe looming financial household stressors.
But the good bottom line news is you found in your U of M study that stress declined with age for nearly all socio-demographic categories.
Yes, that is correct.
Do you think life becomes less stressful or do we feel better about ourselves?
I would say it's a bit of both. There is research out there, and because this is something I explored as I was trying to explain my findings, there is research out there that suggests that with age, we also experience emotional maturity, and therefore we are perhaps less volatile. Processing of emotions happens easier and faster, and things just don't stress us. We don't let things bother us as much. Maybe with this emotional maturity, we're just letting things roll off our backs again.
Well, you did the research from the University of Michigan School of Public Health, and I hear a lot of women and men and everyone in general say when they get older, they just don't care anymore. It's not that they don't care, but they can let things go easier, perhaps?
So that would correspond with some of the other research that I have seen. Yes, that we let it go. Something to look forward to in that regard.
Elizabeth Hedgman from the University of Michigan, thanks so much for sharing your information about this study on women and stress. We'll all take a deep breath. Thank you very much for your insight and information about this.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure.